And on this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Joe Biden and the White House finally admitting what we've known all along. The video footage you're seeing of him with all the gaffes and the stumbling and the facial disparities, it's all fake. The White House admitted it. We're going to talk all about that. And illegal immigration and the Democrats' plan before the election becoming very clear. They're now saying it. We have the latest breaking reports on some really, really troubling phenomenons. And you have additionally Democrat politicians claiming they can heal terminal illness. What else will they try to sell to the voters? That and so much more. I want to welcome everybody into a very special, you guys know it, Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. And I need you to help me get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is a thumbs up on the browser, is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. Y'all better be too. And let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Tuesday. It is June 18th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most base producer in the game. You know what? If the USA border policy was to just put him there with the machine gun, there would be at least 70% less border crossings because he'd go full Rambo on him, okay? The modern day Sylvester Stallone, producer Frankie. Frankie, how you doing?
Just adding me to new lists every day. Thank you, Mike. I love your intros. They're the best. Good to be here. Good to be here. I listen,
the beauty of producer Frankie is that, you know, he's like, is this mysterious identity, you know? It's like Madonna's just producer Frankie.
Oh, no,
like,
don't.
Nobody really knows who he really is, what his real name is, you know? He's just producer Frankie.
It's not Frankie.
You know?
Whoever
That's
didn't
it.
Know.
When Frankie one day runs for governor of New York, he's going to run as producer Frankie. Okay, that's going to be his legal name. He's going to change his legal name, like Meta World Peace. All right, okay, guys. We've got a big show for you today. Obviously, we have a lot going on as the Biden regime continues to stumble and fumble. We're going to get to the latest cover-ups from the White House in a minute, and you better believe, I think it's actually a rare moment of truth. We're going to get to that in a minute. But when it comes to rare moments of truth, obviously you can look no further than Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. And it's kind of crazy. We've continued to say that now for almost 4 years. Kamala Harris, it is amazing how you see these rare moments from her where she's too stupid to spin the lies. What I mean by that is, as the borders are, Kamala Harris was doing that. As the climate czar, Kamala Harris was doing that. As the czar on, I guess, Ukraine and everything else, Kamala Harris is starting to admit things that she probably shouldn't be admitting. Now, it's amazing when she says that the reason that the Biden regime isn't experiencing the success, okay, that people are saying on the Democrat side should have been experienced by now, is because that these things, according to Kamala Harris, okay, rare moment of truth here, take some time to go into effect. Roll this, Frankie.
Economy is one of the voters' top concerns. Obviously, polls out today show inflation is slowing. Yeah. Why do you think, though, with recent polling numbers, that potentially the policies maybe aren't resonating with some of the base or some of the Americans here in the United States?
Listen, first of all, I think that we know that it takes time for people to feel the policies.
Yes, it takes almost 4 years. It's funny, Frankie. They're literally almost at the end of the line, and they're still saying that it will take some time for people to feel the effect. It's a rare moment of honesty, because to fundamentally break down the country, well, it takes a little bit of time. You can't have an institution that's been built up for over 200 years and then just take a total sledgehammer and it'll be ripped down within 4 years. It seems like that's what they're intent on doing, and it seems like it's about to get so much worse. When Kamala Harris says that it takes time for their policies to carry out, what she's really saying is that it's about to get so much worse. Because every single thing we've seen from this regime has been a march towards an unrecognizable nation. And when Kamala has that rare moment of honesty where it takes time for us to see the effect, what she's really saying is that the full scope of their destruction hasn't even been felt yet. Think about that for a minute. They imported millions of illegals. They jacked up the cost of every single good and service and your homes and mortgage rates and anything that has to do with money. They did that through artificial, the inability to drill, the unwillingness to drill, jacking up prices, printing money, inflation, COVID policies, forced vaccinations. Disgusting. But it hasn't even really begun to take effect yet. And that situation cannot be any more dire than the situation than what they are unleashing on the southern border right now. When they talk about the Biden plan taking effect, what they really mean is their ace in the hole, okay, their endgame strategy to move in millions of new voters, well, it hasn't even really taken effect. Their plan to make America so unsafe and so unrecognizable and so unstable that then they have a cloak, okay, a cover-up to bring in new state-sponsored rollbacks of freedoms, policing the subways in the streets, rolling back your liberties and freedoms, all because of problems and safety concerns that they very much created with their own concerted effort. That's the plan that hasn't fully taken effect yet. Oh, it's about to get so much worse. Kamala Harris telegraphing it. And now the mainstream media going along with the two. Rolls, Frankie.
The policy will allow migrants who came here illegally 10 or more years ago and married U.S. citizens to be eligible for green cards and a path to citizenship, shielding roughly 500,000 spouses of Americans from deportation. One immigration advocate familiar with the plan tells NBC News it's the biggest thing since DACA, referring to former President Obama's action that prevented migrants brought to the country illegally.
This is bad, people. This is bad. So you have essentially Barack Hussein Obama with his DACA, okay, mandate. And now you have Joe Biden going to push this. Is it any more predictable? Could it be any more predictable if we try? What's going to happen now? 500,000 at the least. That means a million. New voters out there that weren't going to be eligible to vote. Now in the future, they're going to be eligible to vote. Who do you think they are going to push them to vote towards? Who do you think they are going to pull the lever for in the voting booth? Where do you think these people have been relocated? Major cities and swing states. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're just going to stop there? Oh, 500,000 new people. That means a million. And Biden will do everything, every single thing he can from now, which is June 18th, to Election Day in November, to take a sledgehammer to what it means to be a tax-paying citizen in this country and have these people get rights that should never have been afforded to them. It is the Democrat destruction taking effect. And people are so stupid, they don't even realize their country is being robbed out from under them. They don't even realize that when the Democrats go, well, this is racism against Latinos. That's what they like to say. This is racism against the Latinos. How dare Republicans stand against it? It's racism against Latinos. How is this racism against the Latinos? This is who's coming in right now that they're granting these rights to. Frankie, roll this.
Don't look very Latino.
Let's see here. Let's see. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I'm looking at about 30 people on the screen. They're running through the hills. And I don't know, Frankie, they look kind of Chinese to me.
I'm no doctor.
Where are they from? I'm no doctor. But those don't look like Latinos to me. So every single time you hear the Biden regime, when they talk about Republicans standing up against the illegal immigration, when they say we need to shut down the border, when they say we need to stop giving chain migration status to these people, giving them citizenship, giving them benefits, giving them these things, oh, it's racism against Latinos. No, it's racist to lump Latinos in with Chinese people and people from over 100 different African nations who are coming into the country as a result of these open borders. It's right there. Chinese nationals coming into the country in droves right now. You got to wonder, hey, Frankie, how did the Chinese people get there? How did they do it?
It's not an easy trip.
Do you think they just, you know, were living? Were they living in Mexico and they decided to make the journey up to flee oppression? Are they legitimate asylum seekers? It's like, what more do you want? than the proof in front of your face that this is a scam being run on you. And when Republicans talk about the great replacement theory and they dismiss it as conspiratorial talk, and then we say, wait a minute, they're literally taking people from all over the world that are essentially foreign agents, funneling them up through these organizations, they call them NGOs, and putting them on a very specific path up to the checkpoint at the southern border. And then they go, all right, they're going to get processed through, they could bastardize the legal system, they're going to file the paperwork, and then they're like stuck. And then Biden says very, very specifically, well, it's a ridiculous thing, is what he was saying when he was running for president. It's a ridiculous thing that people need to flee, seek asylum in Mexico, that they're not seeking it in America. Yeah, Biden's policy when he was running was literally, it's wrong and unjust for the American taxpayer that we are not the dumping ground for all these people. And by the way, it's not people seeking asylum and fleeing oppression, because if it was, let me tell you something, people who are seeking asylum and fleeing oppression don't have the means to go from Wuhan, China, and get on a plane somehow, okay, and find their way to Costa Rica or Venezuela, and then get in another plane, and then get another bus, and then have like some perfectly guided tour guide for them to get right up to the point. Doesn't sound like somebody fleeing oppression. Fleeing oppression is you gather up the belongings. The family's gonna get killed any minute. You pick up what you can carry and you make a run for it and you hide in the hills. And then you get to the border and you say, I'm seeking asylum from an oppressive government. That's seeking asylum. Seeking asylum are not Chinese nationals looking like soldiers, by the way, lined up in a coordinated effort. My good friend Kevin Smith, okay, fellow podcaster, Long Islander, he goes, well, they're just on a map and they're just headed north. Buddy, come on. How could anybody believe that at this point? Sorry, Kevin, but it's like, I guess people still believe that. I don't know, Frankie. What are you going to say?
Well, I'm just saying the guy above your on your shoulder, he's wearing a Hugo Boss shirt. I don't know if you noticed that. You see that? He's wearing a Hugo Boss, probably $300 sweatshirt. It's like, what's going on?
Pays very well to be we'll call it a kamikaze fighter here. Going in, boom, come into there.
This
boom,
is China.
Blow up the USA.
China, Mike. This is China.
Boom, yeah, same shit. So anyway, this is where we're at right now. This is where we're at. I'm telling you. And anytime you talk about this thing, they say, well, this is racism against insert group X here. It's not racism to call out the absurdity of what this is. This is what they're doing. An online network managed by a self-proclaimed agent of the Chinese government has reportedly been helping illegal immigrants evade border authorities in order to enter the USA. According to an investigation done by the Daily Caller, this is a Telegram channel titled America Self-Guided Tour Channel with over 8,000 members that has served as a platform to discuss how to illegally cross the border into the United States. It has served as a hub for documents showing specific routes available to take per the outlet's investigation. So, riddle me this. How can it be people seeking asylum and fleeing oppression when you have Chinese agents, okay, operating Telegram channels to do coordinated messaging campaigns to make sure the people have the right documents, to make sure they're on the right routes, to make sure they're doing the right thing, to make sure they go to the right place to get on the right airplane? Who's paying for it? This is a silent invasion. In any other world, this would be an act of war. You have a world against the United States of America. That's what this is. But the problem is that the leaders in the United States of America are on the side of the world, okay? The globalists facilitating this invasion. It's literally a war. They are importing sleeper cells. How would this be any different than in the time of a world war? Okay, we're all foreign soldiers. Let's say it's like USA, like nationalism, versus foreign enemies of the country, globalism. People want to rip the country apart for what it has been for the last 150, 200 years. This would be considered an act of war. They're sneaking in people and they're doing it in illicit means. This is unbelievable. And anybody with a shred of a brain cell would be able to pick up on this. Anybody would be able to understand it. That is why any Democrat who does not speak out against this, or Republican for that matter, the Republicans who didn't want to impeach Mayorkas, for example, the Democrats who are just on the record 15 years ago of saying they stand for a border wall and they stand for tougher immigration, now all of a sudden they've got their marching orders and they need to do a total 180. And they don't care if they're on the record saying that there should be a border wall. Hillary Clinton used to advocate for a border wall. That was before the plan of these, you know, globalist New World Order people kind of took effect and the money came in and they were paid what to say, what to do, etc. And they know people are going to die as a result of this. It's disgusting. It's happening. It is a deal with the devil that these Democrats have undertook and participated in. Roll this, Frankie.
He was arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Everybody's been wondering who he's going to go to first. And we've just learned that he's waived that extradition. That means that within the next 10, possibly more days, he could be coming here and he will be facing charges in the state. And that is exactly where people want him here that are connected to this case. That is exactly where the loved ones of Rachel Warren want him to be held accountable first. Before he is held on anything else, they want him to answer to those charges. Earlier today, I have been speaking with the father of Rachel Warren's oldest daughter. His name is Matt McMahon.
It's absolutely disgusting. How about this? How about this as a policy? How about this as a policy? If you're an illegal that comes into this country and you commit murder, it should be immediate death penalty. How about that? How about that? Automatic death penalty. Speedy trial, automatic death penalty. These are the people, oh, maybe this is what they said. Oh, they're just like our relatives that came into the country. How can you be against the immigration when we're all a nation of immigrants? Were the Italian immigrants coming in through Ellis Island, were they going and killing mothers in the streets as they were cashing out at the bodega with their $10,000 government loaded up little debit card? No. They had to work. They came in, they worked, they made a living. Nobody gave them anything. There was no NGO groups protecting them. It was literally need not apply. Had to find something somewhere. In today's day and age, the murderers get sympathy. Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, well, I don't like that President Trump called the murderer of Lincoln Riley an animal. That's a human being. No, it's an animal. And they need to be put down immediately. I'm sick of it. And I'm telling you, all the Western leaders right now have sold you out. There's so few left that are really standing for us. Just look at the gathering, okay? Just look at the gathering of, you know, it was like G7 leaders. It was the, you know, Switzerland-Ukraine peace summit. And these people are like stupid parrots at this point, just parroting out support for their money laundering scheme, defending the borders, allegedly. I think it's funny, Frankie, whenever someone's like, oh, well, we're defending the borders of Ukraine, but not the borders of America. No, no, we're not even doing that. We're not even defending the borders of Ukraine. We're like saying we're defending the borders of Ukraine, okay, as we launder money, and then we really are outwardly supporting open borders in the USA. It's even worse than that. Justin Trudeau sums it up so perfectly. Frankie, roll it. There you go. He's so little reflexive Tourette syndrome, okay? Taking picture, what do I do? What do I do? Slava Ukraini, it's all you have to say now. So literally, you can be in any situation and the liberal press will call you a darling if you just go, how do you respond to that? You know, you've been accused of this and you've been accused of Slava Ukraini. Oh, yes, yes, freedom fighter, freedom fighter. This is a joke, people. This is a sick joke, but it's going to come to an end. We're about to re-elect President Trump. And more on that in the next segment, how Trump is surging, Biden falling. We're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
On fire today. Let's go.
Slava Frankie. How about that? No more Slava Ukraini. We're going to now replace it with Slava Frankie. I don't know if I like that.
I don't know.
But all right, guys, that's what we're now going to say when we come on the show, okay? I want you in the chats to say, Slava Frankie, okay? No more Slava Ukraini. Whenever we mention Ukraine on the show, it's going to be a new thing. Whenever we mention Ukraine, we're going to now say, Slava Frankie.
Now okay? I'm really How about that list.
For a new policy?
Okay.
Slava Frankie. Frankie's going to kill all the illegal immigrants coming. I'm kidding. Slava Frankie. I'm kidding. All right, guys. Listen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching the show today. I want to thank our incredible sponsors who make all this possible. And I want to tell you guys about our first sponsor of the show today. And they are our friends and over at Genesis Gold Group. Listen, everybody, go to this website right now, goldwithcrispy.com. That is goldwithcrispy.com. You have a lot of places where you can get gold. So many people are putting it out there. But there's only one gold company that is partnered with the great Mike Lindell. There's only one gold company that does it in a faith-based approach. There's only one gold company that's been vetted, okay, by Mike Lindell, okay, who you know only puts his name on the best. You guys have the MyPillow products. You have all these things. When it comes to a gold company, okay, that you could trust, Mike Lindell has vetted them all, and he only trusts Genesis Gold Group. They have a transparent model. Okay, all these gold companies promising you this, promising you that. They're not even giving you free silver gold. They're not even giving you the physical stuff, okay? It's like on paper. It's certificate. It's BS. Okay, Genesis Gold Group is the one-stop shop for these things. And listen, we had the Jonathan Rose on last week with the Prepper Bar where you could like buy like, you know, the small pieces and like keep it there like in any store of value. I have them now, okay? I got one in the mail. So I got a Prepper Bar. It's really cool. I'm going to break Frankie a little piece of it and give him some silver. Okay, so there you go. We got it. So it's a physical assets, gold and silver that you could own, transparent model, faith-based folks that'll walk you through it in a consultative fashion. Whoa, look at Frankie there.
A little Prepper
that,
action.
Okay, look at that. I got one in the mail. It's pretty amazing. So listen, it's an amazing thing. And you guys know that in the wake of the rampant inflation where the dollar value is just vanishing in thin air, the value of gold and silver right now are at massive highs, okay? I'm talking like 10-year highs. So you got to get in touch with them right now. Goldwithcrispy.com, goldwithcrispy.com, the official gold company of the great Mike Lindell. And listen, they keep us going. They keep us on the air. They're great folks. So do me a favor and go support them. Get in touch with them because we want to keep them as a sponsor. We want to keep them happy because, again, without them, I don't even know if we could do the show. So go to goldwithcrispy.com right now if you want to invest anything or if you just want to buy, you know, some of these, you know, gold and silver assets, okay? Again, the Prepper Bar, which you see on the screen, really cool. You can, like, buy it right there. Boom, there you go. New thing. Amazing. Nobody else has that. Okay, where you can just buy like a piece of it, like right there, like an affordable way. So guys, goldwithcrispy.com, go there right now. How about this, Frankie? How about this? Let's see.
I'm loving the live chat.
Global 769, Slava Frankie, Veronica, Slava Frankie, Gotchik J, Frankie Slava, Caramore, Slava Frankie, T.G. Andres, Slava Frankie, Vintage Olga, Slava Frankie, Perry Out, Slava Frankie, Alex and Slava Frankie.
I love it.
Goebbels, I'm making a QR code that says Slava Frankie. All right, we love it.
Might make some bumper stickers for
hey,
you
by
guys.
The way, none of this is planned. Yeah, we're gonna get a shirt that says Slava Frankie, and it's gonna have like Zelensky's head with like the crosshairs on it.
Oh,
kidding!
No.
Okay,
no.
Fans. Okay. Oh man, okay, we're going crazy today. It's amazing. All right, guys, we really appreciate everybody who's tuning in, and we thank our next sponsor of the broadcast making this possible. And our next sponsor are our friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. Guys, head over to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order. Listen, everybody, these are premium cigars, okay? The best cigars, smoked by all of the prominent names in the conservative movement that you know and love. Roger Stone, Ed Henry, Tristan Tate, Andrew Tate, so many other of the greats. They all smoke the Patriot cigars, okay? And they do it because it is premium, hand-rolled cigars from Nicaraguan tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years, okay? So it is the best, it is the smoothest, it has multiple different varieties, okay? Frankie's own father, who's a cigar aficionado, okay, he smokes the Cubans. Sorry, federal government, you'll never catch him. He loves the Patriot cigars as well. So guys, listen, the cherry on top, our good friend, the founder of Patriot Cigar Company is Alan Jacoby. You guys know Alan Jacoby, you love Alan Jacoby. Not only is he a great patriot, but he has promised to pledge 5% of all the proceeds of the entire company, okay, to the Trump campaign, meaning that whenever Patriot Cigar Company sells, whatever that revenue is, 5% of it, he will personally donate that dollar amount to the Trump campaign. Okay, guys? So go to mypatriotcigars.com, use promo code CRISPY, 25% off. Let's go.
Let's go. Keeping Slava it on.
Frank.
I'm keeping it on.
All right. The Patriot Cigar hat stays on. Wonderful. All right. So let's see what we got in the chat. We got a great chat today. We got a great audience. Thank you guys for the big audience. Guys, make sure you rumble this video if you haven't already done it. Make sure you share the stream if you haven't already done it. We have 250 rumbles. Got to get those numbers up. Our live audience needs to go up as well. So guys, please share this around. And we got a great audience today. MAGAMOM217, great to see you. We're keeping it a little funny today, a little humorous on the show today, obviously, because we got a funny segment coming up for you next. You better believe it. Guys, make sure you rumble this video. Make sure you share this stream out. And without further ado, Frankie, let's get back into it.
Getting back into it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy Air coming live from New York. It is Tuned Up Tuesday. It is June 18th. And it is amazing because on June 18th of 2024, just a couple of months before the election, the Democrats have finally figured out a way to combat the narrative, okay, of Joe Biden's behavior, okay? Literally his behavior. What you see on TV, what you hear in interviews, the gaffes, the dementia, the freezing, the fumbling, the very strange and absurd moments, the clearly CGI manipulated video imagery of Joe Biden, where like the guy's eyes can't stay open for 2 straight minutes. He doesn't have, you know, 2 different skin tones, okay? Clearly somebody was AI airbrushing, okay, him from the neck up. Or he's wearing a mask, one of the two. I mean, literally, you can't say it's not one of the two because it's just ridiculous. It's absurd, okay? Anybody who does any type of video editing who's being halfway honest can tell you a lot of things you're seeing with Joe Biden are just on its face a joke. So the Democrat Party finally has their response. They are now agreeing with us, saying that what you're seeing of Joe Biden are not deep fakes, but a new term, and I guess it's quite fitting, cheap fakes. Leave to the press secretary, Jean Pierre, to sum it up so eloquently for us. Frankie Rowland.
Yeah, and I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. And some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right-wing, the right-wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation. And so we see this, and this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. And I'll quote the Washington Post, where they wrote about this, and they said how Republicans use misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. And to their credit,
misleading. Biden turning around and not looking at the paratrooper. Biden saying he's as old as he is, as I am, then fly. Biden is falling asleep and not knowing where the hell he was at the early Juneteenth celebration. Biden trying to sit down in the imaginary chair. Okay. Biden getting led away from the Easter Bunny when he tried to go mumble and talk to the press. Biden bug-eyed out saying, read the polls, Jack. Biden trying to slobber on the head of the Pope. I mean, these are just like 2 examples, okay? It's like one little example. You know, you got Sean Farish, who was on Last Call this past week, and Sean had like a litany of examples. He just rattled off the top of his head. And so like there's just an infinite number of examples of Biden acting in absurd and grotesque and strange fashion. And the Biden regime is basically just saying at this point, just like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop, it's again the page of the same book, they're just disinformation. It's just fake. That's what they say about anything that they don't like at this point. So let me ask you this, Jean-Pierre. Is this behavior, one, normal, and two, a cheap fake? I don't know. Roll, Frankie. Oh, man, can you imagine what's going on in that head of his? They told him before the day, they got to remind him every single day, Joey applesauce boy over there with a spoon feeding him. Okay, Joe, when the press talks, one, you don't answer any questions. It's all fun and games. Joke's on them. So then Biden, like the little, like, you know, the depths, the crevices of his brain, he thinks it's funny. He goes, oh, yeah, is that normal behavior? Can you imagine if President Trump sitting there in the Oval Office and the press was shouting questions, went, hey, and then he started like laughing like a dementia-ridden bat, okay? Can you like substitute any other president in human history for that? We've never seen anything like it, and it's absurd. Yes, Frank.
So it's just wild to me because if you know, the actual term deep fake, right? That's basically you use a computer to analyze someone's face and you can change the way they speak and this and that, right? You take a lot of different pictures from different angles. The computer puts it together, makes it look like a person is another person. But they're basically saying that if you clip, like, oh, Joe Biden's are doing things all day. But if you clip a minute or two of his day, then that's a cheap fake. That's not real. Okay, wait, what? We have to show you like a 24-hour window? To for it to be legitimate news? What are you talking about, lady? I mean, that's insanity. I mean, these people could be that stupid to actually go along with that. I mean, I can't believe that entire press corps was not up in their seats, like standing and screaming, like, what are you nuts? What is this, Nazi Germany? This is fake? Like, how are we even listening to this? Am I wrong?
It literally is modern day third world propaganda. North Korea is taking notes from Jean-Pierre right now. Anytime Kim Jong-un, you know, looks a couple pounds heavier when he gets up in the morning, oh, it's just AI manipulate. Like, it's unbelievable. But that's what it is, Frankie. That's what they have arrived at. They're basically saying, F it. There's nothing we can do. We're just going to say it's AI manipulated. And they're going to say, hey, why can't we do that? The media will go along with it and report it. We did it with the laptop. Anything they don't like is now a deep fake, cheap fake. That's what they've landed on. What a strategy. Joe Biden, the man who is known as the man who respects the institutions. The Democrats are the ones who respect the rule of law in this country, right? Sounds pretty dictatorial when Biden comes at the institutions in our country. Sounds like a third world leader struggling for power when he complains about the checks and balances that the founding fathers put together. Don't you think? Is this a cheap fake? Is this a little spliced down, manipulated piece of out of context clip? Or is it how this psychopath really feels in the crevices of his corroding brain? Roll, Frankie.
The Supreme Court has never been as out of kilter as it is today. I mean, never. The fact of the matter is that this has never been a court that's been this far out of step.
So let's see. The Supreme Court right now is never been so far out of step. So anytime, I guess, in today's day and age, Frankie, that there are conservatives on the bench who rule in such a way, that means it's out of kilter and therefore illegitimate. Do you see how this works? If they don't like the coverage of Biden having dementia, it's a cheap fake, deep fake. And if the court makes a ruling that they don't like, well, then the court is out of kilter. If Trump said something like this, they would say, well, he's attacking the institution. These are the checks and balances. This guy wants to be a dictator. It's unbelievable and disgusting. You have something to say, Frankie?
Yeah, well, it's just that it doesn't make any sense because, like, they'll look at that clip and they'll just say, oh, that's a cheap fake because it was cut. Right, there was a part that was cut out to make it more congruent because it takes so long for Biden to make up his mind that we're, you know, these people are condensing it because it takes so long. So they're almost making Biden look better because they're cutting out the in between where he literally says nothing and just mumbles. But now it's a cheap fake because, oh, look, you spliced it together. It looks worse. No, it looks way better, way better.
It is an absolute joke. It is a joke. So anytime Biden says something or does something that is clearly alarming to anybody in the general public, it is a cheap fake, deep fake, not real, okay, totally not real. And then they're going to use it as a future precursor to crack down on misinformation, right? That's what's going to come next. They're going to wind up the public to believe it. The radical left, they're going to keep printing that in the press. And then they're going to use that as a means to crack down on, you know, AI or whatever, right? And like take control and seize the means of production because the legitimate unedited videos of Biden are now cheap fakes. It's disgusting what they're doing. And you know what they're going to do in the process, Frankie? They're going to create like cheap fake, deep fake videos of Trump soon and then say, whoa, look, the Republicans are doing it. We're doing it now, too. I don't know what these psychos are capable, but like their lying has gotten really, really bad. Probably the worst lie of all, like the worst lie of the 4 years came over the weekend at this fundraiser. And again, it was the fundraiser of all the old celebrities that nobody gives a shit about, okay? Stumping for Biden. And it reached its fever pitch, if you will. It reached its all-time moment when Barack Hussein Obama took Joe Biden by the hand and pulled him off the stage like you would your 95-year-old elderly grandmother, okay, when you're leaving the park. It was an alarming moment. We've never seen a head of state be led like that. We've never seen a U.S. president be pulled in a direction and be so feeble and out of step with what's going on. We've never seen anything like it. Jean-Pierre was asked about it. And it is disgraceful that the mainstream media has accepted this response from the White House. Roll this, Frankie.
There were two instances in recent days where leaders, former President Obama and George Maloney of Italy, they physically put hands on the president to guide him and show him, give stage directions. Are they doing that on their own, or has anybody asked them to run the show like that?
First of all, let me spoke to the most recent, right? And as we saw on Saturday, the President Obama's office put out a statement. So I would refer you to that statement about what was being accused in those by others. And he said this did not happen in the sense of what people were saying they were seeing, right? Or what was being falsely reported that they were seeing. Let's not forget, President Obama, President Biden have a relationship. They are friends. They're like family to each other. And I think that's what you saw. You saw the president put his hand on the back of President Biden, and they walked off the stage after taking questions at an event, taking questions from Jimmy Kimmel. That is what you saw.
I mean, this is the lowest of the low right here. It is the lie. There's nothing you could even say about this lie. There's nothing you can even say. All of the left-wing accounts out there that said this is right-wing fake news, they all did. It is yet another example of the you cannot negotiate with terrorists. They push disinformation. They cover up the real stories. They persecute President Trump with unmitigated lawfare. And then they say when Barack Hussein Obama grabs Biden's arm, not his hand, not slapping him on the back, not embracing him, but grabs his sleeve like this and pulls him off because he's staring into space. Oh, they're really good friends. First of all, that's not even true. Oh, yeah, they're really good friends. I think it was Barack Obama who famously said, never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. Not wanting him to run in 2020, not endorsing him in the race. Think about it. This guy was the vice president for him, and he didn't even endorse him when he ran for president because he didn't even like him. It was an arranged marriage, just like the Kamala Harris vice presidency is. When Joe Biden was picked as the vice president for Obama, he said, oh, he's a clean-cut, good-smelling, well-spoken African-American. That's a storybook, man. Well, what are you implying, Joe, you racist piece of shit, that old black people are like stupid and can't read and can't speak? It's like literal, that's what you would expect from a Klansman to say, oh, but that's right, Joe Biden, before he was vice president for Barack Hussein Obama, he was speaking at the funerals of Klansmen at Grand Wizards. Got it. Okay, got it. Yeah, they're really good friends. They got a special relationship. And Jean-Pierre, this disgraceful puppet, goes to say how low these people are, how soulless these people are. They have no pride, no anything. They will go deliver that line to cover up for a racist psychopath. Jean-Pierre covering up for Biden. They'll go do it because they're cashing the paycheck and they're spoking the wheel of the New World Order. They got their sliver, they got their piece. They don't care, no pride. No sense of self-worth. No sense of the country continuing on or the country being more important than this. No. It's all about the power grab. You tell me, you think these guys are friends? You think Biden, the whole night, wasn't annoying the hell out of Barack Hussein Obama? Obama was sitting there the whole night saying, this guy is a joke. That's what he was doing. Just take a look at a clip from earlier in the night. You don't think that Obama's literally looking at the president, the sitting president, allegedly, of the United States with contempt, saying, oh my goodness, this guy, when will this end? Roll, Frankie.
And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the highest unemployment, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 15 million people, brand new, hired into the workforce. You know, my son says, we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And he should say, Joe Jobs.
Look at Obama. Frankie, if a guy's sitting there and he's literally expressionless, with just a blank look, he's literally saying, can you imagine what's going through Obama's mind right there?
Like family, buddy.
He's literally saying, well, yeah, it's like family. I mean, listen, I'm no body language expert, but I think if somebody's literally staring, like if you agree with him or if like your family, you'd be like this. You'd be like, yeah, nodding along. Really good point. Very compelling, right? He's literally like, is this guy going to stop? Is this really happening right now? Will we be able to pull this off from now until Election Day, getting this meat bag over the finish line? That's what's going on right now in Obama's head. Yeah, they're really good friends. I'm telling you, Obama behind the scenes is furious because Biden allegedly got historic amounts of the black vote. That's how he won, allegedly, right? We all know it was fraud. We all know they pumped the mail-ins and the Dropbox stuff in the urban areas. But they can't hide it anymore. The stats and the figures do not lie. It is undeniable. Frankie, roll this.
Biden and Trump among black voters, compare where we were at this point in 2020, compare where we are now. You know, at this point, look at this. In 2020, Joe Biden was getting 86% of the African-American vote. Look at where it is now. It's 70%. That's a 16-point drop, John. And more than that, it's not just that Joe Biden is losing ground, it's that Donald Trump is gaining ground. You go from 7% single digits at this point in 2020 to now 21%. And again, John, I keep looking for signs that this is going to go back to normal, and I don't see it yet in the polling. If anything, right now we're careening towards a historic performance for Republican presidential candidate, the likes of which we have not seen in 6 decades.
And when you dig into
I'm sure that Barack Hussein Obama is so happy about that. Because listen, President Trump brought historic amounts of working class Democrats into the Republican Party. And listen, Barack Hussein Obama brought unprecedented amounts of black voters into the Democrat Party, like engaged. And in just a couple of years, Joe Biden has been so bad and such an overt failure that he's hemorrhaged that completely. Ruined the life's work of Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, but they're totally friends. And it was totally a friendly gesture, him yanking him off the stage to save him and the party from further embarrassment. A sick joke, people. A sick joke. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. But so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal. Obama wanted someone who was better charmer, you know, so we don't know when the country is being ripped out from under us. Unfortunately for
him. Exactly right, Frankie. So base. Guy's got the Patriot cigar hat on all day long. That's what we like to see. And you know what we like to see? You guys in the chat all day. You know, great live audience. Amazing audience as always. We're so grateful for you all. And we love to see our sponsors. We love to see you supporting our sponsors. And our next sponsor of this broadcast are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, head on over to iTargetPro.com right now. That is iTargetPro.com right now. iTargetPro.com right now. And use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order of the Laser Firearm Home Training System from iTarget Pro. It comes in two different varieties. It comes in the cubes, the iTarget cubes, which you can set up all over your home, okay? And it will, like, you know, you can, like, shoot them and they'll light up red and you can set them up all around your house and it'll track your accuracy in real time through the app. You can see it right there on the screen. Or the traditional iTarget Pro, which is like the big like circle target. And you can like track your accuracy. So it's for beginners. It's for advanced and intermediates, as you can see right there on the screen. And you can get that today. It is a laser bullet that gets loaded into the chamber. It dry fires into the target, syncing up with the app. And it will track your accuracy in real time. It is great to practice in your home, okay? You guys always know that if things happen in your home, well, you need to be able to, you know, be able to handle your firearm in your home. This is a great way to practice. Okay, Ed It's a great way for, you know, new enthusiasts in the Second Amendment to get involved, to be practicing and honing their skills. And it's just a great way to save money on ammo, okay? Like, you guys know ammo is expensive. So if you want to, like, not use all your ammo every time you go shoot, this is a great way to practice, again, with your firearm, okay, without having to burn on the cost of ammo. So, guys, go to itargetpro.com and use promo code CRISPY. It makes a great belated Father's Day gift or anything else. We had a lot of people buy for their dads for Father's Day. Drop a comment on how your fathers liked it if you bought it for Father's Day. We certainly would appreciate that. And we appreciate everyone supporting our next sponsor, and our next sponsor of the program today are our friends and over at Done With Debt. Listen, everybody, they're called debt traps, and if you don't get out from under them, the debt trap will consume you whole. You didn't have the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. You didn't create all this rampant inflation, okay? It's not your fault. But listen, you got to get in touch with donewithdebt.com right now if you're having these problems, because a lot of these solutions to your debt problems are time sensitive. So you got to get in touch with them like today. Done With Debt are the revolutionary premier debt relief strategists. The first thing they do is they stand between you and the bill collectors. The next thing they do is they come up with a consultative strategy to work with you to get you out from these traps once and for all, okay? They will get you on the path to financial solvency and stability. So get in touch with them right now, donewithdebt.com, and tell them LFA TV sent you. Donewithdebt.com right now, LFA TV sent you. All right, Frankie, let's look at the chats. Let's do a couple of chats, shall we?
We shall. What do we got? When Obama was president, is there anyone in here think that every time he addressed the union, he said nothing? I would ask my husband, what the hell did he say? Nothing. That is the best encapsulation of Barack Hussein Obama. Talking a lot with his heavy S's, and nothing actually comes out of his mouth because it was all a lie. I love it.
It's pretty good. How about this? Conservatalib. Obama is a gay, biracial, crack addict, sleeping with a cross-dressing tranny. Tell us how you really feel. I didn't say it. Conservatalib said it. Media matters. There you go. Godchick J. The Kenyan is part of the globalist plan. I'm just reading what the commenters say. Okay. Okay. let's see what else we got. Veronica, great to see you. Alex Ann. We got sissy butts. Polls are BS. Listen, but Trump is winning in the polls big time. So that means he's probably winning by even more if that is the case. So let's see what else we got. We got Fun Mom. I wish Mike would engage more in the chat. A lot of questions in here. Okay, listen, guys. I want to engage in the chat. I love engaging in the chat. So this is what I say. This is what I say about the chat. Okay, I'm in the chat. I got my segments. I got my stories. We only have so much time. Drop comments below, okay, of your questions. Also, for you chat enthusiasts, for you who want me literally just to do chats, I only got 1 hour, okay? Jeremy's up after me, so I can only talk so much. We're going to do locals content soon, okay? You guys know what locals is? We're going to do locals content soon where it's going to be all interaction with you, okay? We're going to be talking to Rumble. We're going to do some local stuff soon. So if you like Mike Crispy, okay, in the chat and you want more of it, again, 1 hour is simply not enough. We need more. So we're going to start doing locals content soon, okay, guys? We promise. Shop Fox says, Mike, I appreciate you from Idaho. Papa OFP Farms says, smash that Rumble button, yeah, okay, man. Like Jesus threw the money changer in the temple. Listen, yes. OFP Farms. I don't know why I don't have OFP Farms. I've never got them as a sponsor, okay? We need OFP Farms. And Liz Willis, I know, is talking to them. Okay, Liz Willis is like my ad broker, my agent. So, guys, if you know Liz Willis from RSBN, the great, you know, so OFP Farms, we'll be in touch. Obama is an evil man and married to a transgender and is trying to cover it up with all this crap that is going on in the world. Yvonser said it, not me. Oh, the chat is chatting today, Frankie. Huh? The chat is chatting.
We love it.
Vintage Lula Gal, we want more Mike Crispy. Listen, we're going to do again. We're going to do some locals content soon, we promise. All right, Frankie, let's get back into it.
On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. And I'm with producer Frankie. And you know what? Frankie and I fancy ourselves as, you know, fighters for the truth. We are in a battle for the soul of our country. We're doing our part to save the country. We are doing our part to call out the rampant, I mean, I don't know what more you can call it than evil, on the radical left. People have sold out. People who have made their millions of dollars on the backs of hardworking, good, vulnerable people. It's not exactly what you would call the faith-based route, right, Frankie? I think it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say people on the radical left who have sold out knowingly, they can't be that stupid to get to where they are. Again, I've always said it. Being elected as a member of Congress, you cannot be an idiot. You have to at least have smart people around you. It's not easy, okay? I've done it. It's really hard. So when Cori Bush gets up there and talks about what she's done, you guys know Cori Bush, the one who hired her boyfriend as a security guard to make hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions go right to the pockets of her household. Yeah, that Cori Bush. And if you talk about it, she just says, defund the police. And if you question me, you're a racist. That Cori Bush is now saying, again, it takes a lot for me to call them, like, you know, void of spirituality, like to say that they're like evil. That's a strong word. But people who do this and prey on the vulnerable, they're closest to that definition as possible. This is how they make a mockery of faith in this country. Listen to Cori Bush and this story. It's disgusting. Roll, Frankie.
You're a pastor.
Yes.
You write about healing through faith. At one point, you came across a woman with, quote, several visible tumors on her torso. Tell me what happened.
So at that time, I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move. And the lumps that were there were no longer there. And she was so happy and she like went on about her day. And I never saw her again.
Okay.
So you think the tumors disappeared?
I do.
So Cori Bush essentially, in her own mind, believing that she has the healing powers of Jesus Christ. These people are sick. Okay, these people are sick. She clears that she can heal the sick with the touch of her hand. Then it makes it not hard to realize how these people, when they steal hundreds of thousands of dollars and commit crimes and say defund the police and say if you come at them it's racist and say open borders that are killing people, when they stand for these things, and then you hear what they like think about themselves and their own demented brains, how like mentally ill they are, that they're literally comparing themselves to Jesus Christ, it gives you perspective on what we're up against. Can't negotiate with people who are so demonic and void of any type of morality that then go ahead on the other turn and say in an interview with a straight face, yeah, basically like Jesus, I can heal the sick. Are you kidding me? Yes, Frankie.
The best part about this story, she's like, she went about her day and I never saw her again. Well, yeah, she was a homeless woman. She could have OD'd moments after you spoke to her. I mean, like, what are you talking about, lady? Like, at least make it like believable. She said that it disappeared as she touched it. It's like, at least, you know, give a little fluff there. Give some room. I mean, you know what I mean, bro?
And she smiles. Listen, I think she believes in it. I'm watching that clip and I'm like, does she know that she's saying it like as an absolute lie, or is she so sick in the head that she believes what she's saying? I think she's so sick in the head she believes what she's saying. And that is the worst of all. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Speaking of sick in the head, we have a disturbing story to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, a little slip there.
Ooh.
Oopsies.
Look at that, Frank.
Just had some popcorn.
That's a good one.
Just kidding. Oh,
popcorn. All right, everybody. Listen, I'm so appreciative of you all for tuning in today. And listen, we got a couple things for you to wrap up the show today. One, go to lfatv.us right now and support this network if you can. That's lfatv.us and support this network if you can, okay? Go there, support the network. It will go a long way. That is lfatv.us. Consider becoming a monthly subscriber, because if you do that, that will help this network continue to grow. We need more subscribers. We need to get to 100,000. We're at 84,000. We've built this up from 25,000 through our hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. So please continue to support us. Continue to support the amazing LFA TV family and audience, and we will keep bringing you that content. Also, guys, please go to MikeCrispy.com, okay? MikeCrispy.com is my website. And how about this? Sign up on our email list, okay? There's a website. It's so easy. It's called MikeCrispy.com. And you guys know I do so much activism and I do so much work, okay? And if you go to MikeCrispy.com, you could go sign up for my email list. You could donate directly to me, okay, and me and Frankie for what we're doing. And then you could also see all of my links and my social medias. I'm back on Facebook, back from the dead. You can go back to my Facebook page and see what I'm doing in New Jersey and beyond there. And you can stay in touch. The One I Am says, Mike Crispy. I don't even like Mike Crispy. The One I Am, you love me, okay? You love me. You love me more than anybody. We love The One I Am. As Trump would say, he's a wise guy. He's a wise guy, okay? He's a wise guy. We got a wise guy over here. And guys, make sure you rumble the video and share the stream out. And thank you very much for a great live audience. And yes, Justin Timberlake has been arrested.
Yes,
in
we
the
got
Hamptons.
The Hamptons news
so
here.
Frankie has now, Frankie now will be altering his plans out east this summer, learning that they're cracking down. Just kidding.
Not funny.
Okay, Frankie is a law-abiding.
I'm very safe.
Not funny. Justin Timberlake, come on, buddy. You're richer than anybody. And you're
have a driver,
in the Hamptons.
Pal.
Listen,
schmo.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard to get Ubers out in the Hamptons. I mean, I've been out there, Sag Harbor and all that. But it's like, buddy, you have more money than God, okay? Like, hire a freaking driver, you geek, you loser. You're putting people's lives in harm's way by drunk driving. Say no to drunk drivers. Justin Timberlake, how dare you, okay? Well, unbelievable. It's disgusting.
Right.
People saying Mike Crispy should have a two-hour show. Maybe one day. All right, let's roll back into it, Frank.
All right, we are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, listen, everybody. Listen, you want to talk about the tax dollars being spent in a smart way. You want to talk about your government officials and feeling secure that they are keeping you safe. Well, this is what they are up to as Pride Month is really hitting, you know, its absolute peak. Today is June 18th, and not a day goes by where they stop reminding you or they don't stop reminding you that the group that they're celebrating this month is very oppressed. So oppressed they have a full month. So oppressed that the Intel community, okay, is celebrating Pride with free trans flag manicures. Yes, free trans flag manicures. So if you are a member of the Intel community, if you work at the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence Office, okay? They oversee the intel communities, they oversee the activities of the FBI and the CIA. Well, if you work there, well, then you will get time off, okay? Paid time off, literally time off during your workday to go get trans-colored nail paint to celebrate Pride Month. Who do you think they're hiring into these government institutions? Nobody wants to be soldiers anymore because the leaders in the military are now trannies. And then the people working, okay, you talk about work-life balance, office culture. The office culture has now turned into LGBTQ BLM activists, okay, in our branches of government.
Can I hit the button?
Hired not for their brain power and for their ability to keep us safe, but how hard they celebrate in the month of June, if you catch my drift. What is going on in this country?
Can I hit it?
That is the Biden regime.
I gotta hit it.
Yes, Frankie. Listen, they unfairly stereotype the Italian Americans as having this mafia, okay? But who has more intimidation, okay, extortion, okay, imposing their will, denying the will of others, menacing? They always accuse the Italians of that throughout history, but it pales in comparison to what the Alphabet Mafia is doing right now. All right, guys, it's about all the time that we have in the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we're just getting started. Guys, we appreciate you tuning in. We love you. We'll see you back live tomorrow.